Let's get you up to date with Triple Team Traffic. Ricky Meese, how are we doing?
Looking at the typical slowdown, Scott, for a Monday afternoon drive on southbound I-15. And those slow speeds stretch from the I-80-201 interchange to about 90th South. Northbound I-15, we had an accident now over to the left shoulder at about 106 South, but that's backed up traffic past Bangor Highway. And then I-215's west belt, heavy and slow. That's going to be from about 9th South to about the Maverick Center. Dave Meekum?
Well, just when we had the accident on the 21st South Freeway, pretty well get cleared out of the way there at Bangor. We got a new one just before you get to Bangor. It looks like this one's also eastbound. Got a couple vehicles involved there. So far, no emergency vehicles are on the scene yet. They're blocking the two left lanes. Just got the single right lane getting around that at the moment. And it looks like it's going to be a few before they get that out of the way. So be ready for another delay there eastbound on the 21st South Freeway. More delays for you southbound on I-215 on the west side as you approach about California Avenue down past 21st South. And you'll start to see some improvement there. If you're heading all the way down into Utah County from I-15 over the point, that's still looking like it's in pretty good shape. Mark?
Well, sadly, you have a fatal crash that continues being investigated. I-84, 6 miles east of Snowville, which looks like it still may have a eastbound left lane closed. You have a congestion alert issued by the Department of Transportation on I-84 closer to the Highway 89 exit ramp. We do have KSL travel cams in focus there, and there are some rather long delays, it looks like. I-15, though, in Davis County has just got minimal delays going Farmington up to Layton Hills. Well, coming out of downtown, you still have some delays up to 1,000 North with some trouble clearing there. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.